The Independent School District 200 Board has enacted Policy 215 addressing school board member violations pertaining to board member Carrie Tate for her vote and comments surrounding the ratification of the teacher's contract during the February 2nd special board meeting. The board cites violations of Policy 209, Code of Ethics. Vice Chair Stephanie Malm acted as chair during this meeting.
Everyone at this table has a voice, and we will respect that voice. I think it goes without saying.
Board Member Tate expresses her apprehension about the contract.
I have absolutely no issues, no qualms, nothing with terms, conditions, salary, any of it. However, I am unable to vote for this contract in its current state. And I can go into the information of that. Personally, if folks don't know about my background, I have negotiated multi-million dollar contracts, and I have never signed off on a contract wherein I was not 100% happy with its quality. So with the fiduciary responsibility that comes with being a school board member and the responsibility to protect the school district from any liability, as well as protecting our teachers, I want to see this contract updated with definitional clarification is what I'm going to call it.
Board Member Lisa Hadeen shares her concerns, and Board Member Jessica Dressley adds to the discussion.
I would like to point out that the role of the school board versus the role of the staff and the piece of governance versus operation. And I feel like that line is being crossed in the concerns that you've raised. I would also ask you to consider and remember if meet and confer was covered in phase one and phase two training. Meet and confer is a statutory obligation, and it specifically does not cover contractual items. That's exactly what it exists for. Is to discuss educational experience. That's exactly what it is. But it's a term that's a state of art, and I think there's a lot of people outside the educational arena that don't know what that means. And the use of the steering committee language, I think, is clearer. And it speaks to the community about the work of that effort. I think it's completely aligned with our statutory requirements and our past practice on meet and confer. And then I would also ask you to strongly consider the Code of Ethics. Well, I'd ask all board members to strongly consider the Code of Ethics, which is our Policy 209, and calling out, recognizing the integrity of predecessors, associates, and to appreciate their work. And this work has been accomplished, and is completed, and there was a clerical error, and we should just be cleaning that up, and that's the work at hand.
Lisa, I appreciate your comments, but a clerical error it wasn't a clerical error, it was a legal error, and I just wanted to clarify that.
And I kind of paused there because I was trying to think of the right word. It was an oversight. It was a practice where we're new to the concept of the consent agenda, and it was an oversight. And that's all it was.
Board Member Tate summarizes her final position.
My hang up is that while me going through this contract in detail was not required of me, I feel that any contract that is put before me to vote on requires my due diligence and my time to go through it thoroughly so that I know what's in it and I am content with ultimately signing off on it.
Violations of Policy 209, Code of Ethics, are cited as cause for disciplinary action. The Code of Ethics policy also states that board members will, quote, vote my conscience after informed discussion, unless I abstain because a conflict of interest exists, end quote. Constituents of ISD 200 have been raising concerns about the inconsistent application of Policy 215.